WTTS. On demand.
For 92.3 WTTS, is George Drake Jr. backstage with Carl Newman of New Pornographers. Carl, how
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. First off, I think it's due. Congratulations on Together. It's a really great album.
Yep, thank you.
It seems that you are one of the few bands, well, New Pornographers, not just you, but New Pornographers is one of the few bands that never has to really stray far from how you guys originally defined yourselves. So how do you guys keep true to your original band sense while evolving at the same time?
I don't know, because I've always just gone into the studio to make a record, and it's never been very well planned at all. I just write some songs and I just go in the studio and go, let's see what happens. And that seemed to work best for us, you know. I think that's us at our strongest, is just screwing around in the studio and just seeing what happens.
Do you think that approach works?
It seems to be working for us, you know. More recently, I've been thinking, after you've been around for a while, like, you know, we've been around for a decade and we put out 5 albums and I put a couple of solo albums out, and I thought, what could I do that would change it up? And I started thinking, maybe the biggest thing I could do would be to actually have a concept going into a record. Go into it and thinking, I'm going to make this kind of record, because I've never done that before. And but I love bands that do that. Like, I love bands like Spoon and The National, who have a very defined style that they work within, but it doesn't come off as samey. It just comes off as very, like, artful and precise.
Are you saying that New Pornographers is not artful or precise?
No, not at all. there's some precision, I guess, but no art at all.
It seems that nowadays there's a common trend between musicians or bands kind of branching off and doing, you know, more of a supergroup aspect, and you guys kind of were on the forefront of that. You know, you guys were collectively this, and then you know you each have your own solo projects. So how does it feel to kind of almost set the precedent for that whole extravaganza that's going on now?
I mean, I don't know. We never meant to be a super group, and we never thought of ourselves that way, because when we started, Nico was the only person that anybody knew. I mean, Dan and Destroyer become very popular, and at the present, you know, more than ever. And but 98 or 2000, that wasn't the case at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd put out a couple of records in bands that had only sold a few thousand copies each, you know, so I think I was only known to a small cult. So I just thought of us as a band, and I didn't even think of us as a real band. Like, we put out the first record, and I had no delusions of success. I didn't know we were ever going to do a second record. I didn't know we were going to go on tours. And people started calling us a supergroup, and I thought, well, now I guess we are a supergroup, but back then I didn't think we were.
With each of the members being engaged in these outside activities, both musically and otherwise, is it difficult to kind of get back on track with the New Pornographers? Is it kind of just organic and it just happens?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it comes down to me just, like, writing songs and deciding I want to start working on a new record. And I call up Dan and I say, it's time to write some songs for the Pornographers. I give him a few months. I give him a heads up. Say, just to warn you, I'm going to be expecting something in a while. And a lot of it falls on my shoulders. But when I think of, like, the next record, yeah, I think it's going to be me at home just trying to write songs. When I feel like I've got something, I'll go to the band and go, let's do this. Let's try and make a record.
Do you ever go from doing a record to then doing another record? Do you do a record and then say, let's take a break and then do whatever? And then,
for a while there, I was trying to do records constantly. I was trying to go for an album a year, but I fell off that because it's just too difficult. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's hard. It's hard to come up with 10 great songs a year. But in 2003, you know, like, Electroversion came out, and we didn't do much touring that. We did about 5 or 6 weeks of touring, and immediately I came back, and a week later started working on The Slow Wonder, my first solo album. And then 5 months later, that came out. I did, like, you know, 6 weeks of touring on that, and then at the end of that, I started working on Twin Cinema. So for a while there, I was just, yeah, make a record, tour, make another record, tour, and, it, you know, and the only reason I could do that is because we weren't doing much touring. It's easy if you just say, I'm doing this record for 6 weeks, then I'm going to do something else. But then, you know, Twin Cinema came out, and we decided to give it the old college try, and let's try and become a real band, and let's do real tours, and let's go to Europe, and let's go to Australia. And when that happens, all of a sudden, it's hard to do a record every 2 or 3 years.
In that mindset, I'm going to churn out an album every year, do you worry that maybe you're churning out stuff that isn't your best?
No, well, God, I mean, the Electroversion, Slow Wonder, and Twin Cinema came out in 3 consecutive years, and mm-hmm. those are three records that people think of as, like, three of my best records, so I don't think it was suffering at all, ironically.
Do you think that the outside solo projects and whatever you have going on outside of the group impacts the work within the group musically?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not consciously, but on the last few records, starting with Twin Cinema, I started giving Nico quieter songs to sing, maybe because I thought it was getting to be a cliche that she was singing the really upbeat pop songs. But it's just a matter of keeping up. When we were working on Mass Romantic, Nico had just put out the Furnace Room Lullaby record, and Dan had just put out Thief. And I thought, well, my two friends that are in this band just put out these two albums that I think are amazing. And I thought, well, we got to make a record that keeps up with that, you know? We got to make a record that, if not as good, is, like, at least comparable. That's been the game, you know? Now I think of the next record, it's like the bar has been raised even more. Dan just made Kaput, and Nico did Middle Cyclone, you know? And I think that's in the back of my mind, you know? I think, God, what's our next record going to be like?
I guess for you, how is the line blurry between A.C. Newman and New Pornographers? How do those kind of translate together? How do they kind of mix?
It's very, very blurry. Well, there's a song on our new record called Up in the Dark, which I started on my solo record, but I thought this would make a really great Pornographers song, so I just put it aside. But there were songs on my last solo album, like one called Prophets, that I go back to and I think, that should have been a Pornographers song. It sounds like such a Pornographers song to me. But again, it just comes back to me not having any real plan. I just decided I was going to make a solo record, and I just went into the studio and started working on it. Forget Guilty, I was as unprepared as I've ever been going into a studio. Like, I didn't even make demos. I just went into my friend Phil's studio and said, let's just start dicking around. And a few months later, I made a record. That's not the cheapest way to make a record.
Well, now that Together's just been released, the tour's in the process of touring and potentially going to end sometime soon.
Yeah, at the end of this tour, we don't really have anything much else planned.
Oh, yeah, that was my question. What, back to solo or back to new porn?
Well, I really don't know. I've been writing songs. Yeah, I've never been more perplexed, actually, as to what I should do next. I'm writing songs, but I don't know what I should do with them. It's a tricky one, you know? You do have to work around Nico. Like, there's absolutely no logic in us putting out a record the same time as a Nico K solo album. She's written a few songs for her next record. I don't know when she's planning to record it or put it out. And I've written some songs, but I don't know when I'm going to record it or put it out. I don't know what it's going to be called. It's all kind of up in the air.
So take it or leave it, basically, something is in the works. I'm not sure of what.
Yes, something is in the works.
For 92.3 WTTS, it's George Drake Jr. backstage with Carl from New Pornographers. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
WTTS. On demand.